The ungodly say we evolved from inorganic non-life, by the way, they don't mention where that came from, into organic life and ultimately to human beings. When taught this theory, the entire classroom says, no kidding, is that how it happened? Yet the part of the human brain that enables me to write this feature, and that part of your human brain that enables you to consider it, are still an enigma to man. The brain has built-in features that literally boggle the brain to comprehend. The lead sentence in the front page feature of Discover Magazine, February 2004, under the title, Before the Big Bang, reads, one of the great questions of human existence is whether we are smart enough to figure out how our brain works, end of quote. How did your brain, with its colossal cognitive skills, its automatic pilot, its built-in functions such as onboard pharmacy, movie theater, memory bank, sight, hearing, taste, and touch senses, etc., 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 just mindlessly evolve out of nothing? The answer, of course, is it did not, it could not. Science writer Frank Sherwin recorded these words about the odds of evolution. There would be a better chance of winning a lottery every day for the next century, end of quote. It could be said another way, a person winning the lottery for 36,500 consecutive days. So marvelous is God's creation. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Let all God's people say, let all with understanding say, amen. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Man said, according to the Humanist Manifesto 3, humans are an integral part of nature, the result of unguided evolutionary change. Humanists recognize nature as self-existing. That all means, of course, that there is no God. Now the record. When one considers the marvels of our personal creation, the accuracy of the scripture which states fearfully and wonderfully made is so much more pronounced. In December of 1999, the New York Times reported IBM's plan for a supercomputer to take on very intricate and challenging projects. The following paragraph from ICR's Acts and Facts under the title Origins Issues and the subtitle Folding a Protein Correctly discusses this computer. The cells in our body must daily fold many thousands of proteins correctly to accomplish life's functions. Incorrectly folding proteins results in some of the most distressing human diseases, and errors in this process generate misfolded structures that can be lethal. Protein folding involves the fascinating chemical reactions that continually occur within people, plants, and animals. This process is one of the most challenging and important areas of inquiry in biochemistry. According to a researcher in IBM's Computational Biology Center, it is absolutely amazing the complexity of the problem and the simplicity with which the body does it every day. Researchers decided to build a computer that would mimic what most all of our 75 trillion cells do within seconds in terms of linking amino acids and then folding the long chain into proteins. They soon realized the enormity of the problem. Such a supercomputer does not yet exist. This 1 million microprocessor supercomputer, called Blue Gene, is currently being built to run 500 times faster than the fastest supercomputer today. IBM estimates that the folding model for a 300 residue protein will encompass more than 1 billion forces acting over 1 trillion time steps. Even for Blue Gene, modeling such a folding process is expected to take about a year of around-the-clock processing. The point that creation scientists make is that such an incredibly complex and fundamental problem as protein folding could hardly be the result of chance, natural processes such as mutations in time. Indeed, having to build a 21st century supercomputer that will be 40 times faster than the combined power of the 40 quickest supercomputers in the world today speaks of something, someone, far beyond random genetic mistakes and natural selection, end of quote. The following excerpt was written by Sanford Frumpker in his book, Test and Grow Healthy. You are made up of more than 100 trillion cells. each one a complete factory, performing more than a million chemical reactions every second, day and night. Could these 100 trillion cells have come together by chance to form you? Could these 100 trillion cells perform 1 million chemical reactions a second perfectly and perfectly interact with 100 trillion other cells by chance? End of quote. Again, Sanford Frumker. Modern research with tagged elements of the human body has shown that 98% of the atoms in your body are replaced by the body in less than a year. Like the universe, our bodies are static in nature. They are constantly changing. The protein in your body is turned over every 6 months. You make an entirely new covering of skin every 5 weeks. You produce a new stomach lining every 5 days. Most of the functioning parts of your liver are replaced every 6 months. Your skeleton every 3 months. The hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen of your brain cells are replaced every year. The raw materials of your DNA, the primary material in chromosomes and key to heredity and cell duplication, every 6 weeks. Every 7 years, every cell of every part of your body dies and is replaced. Think of it. Over every 7 year period, your physical body completely dies, yet you live on. Every 7 years, you receive a completely new and older physical body. The findings in the research bring to mind Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Man's theories that challenge the Word of God are ever-changing. What they proposed as truth yesterday will be debunked by what they propose as truth today. And what they propose as truth today will be discredited by what they propose as truth tomorrow. But know this, God never changes, he is never wrong, and he never loses. God's Word is true. Thousands of years before man began to know the reason why, God declared it in his holy word. This subject today is just another proof that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God said, Psalms 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Man said, according to Humanist Manifesto 3, humans are an integral part of nature, the result of unguided evolutionary change. Humanists recognize nature as self-existing. That all means, of course, that there is no God. Now you have the record.